Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The FT.
Welcome to the FT Big Read podcast. This week, Matthew Garahan and Shannon Bond in New York report on Amazon and its move into the film and television industry. Here's Matthew and Shannon discussing why Hollywood will be keeping a close eye on the company and its chief executive, Jeff Bezos.
The small circle of media moguls that control Hollywood's biggest movie studios is about to get a little larger to accommodate an interloper from Seattle. Jeff Bezos, the founder and chief executive of Amazon, has set his sights on challenging the film industry's well-worn production and distribution model, echoing his grand reshaping of the book industry. This week, Amazon unveiled plans to acquire, produce, and release a dozen films a year. I'm Matthew Garahan, the global media editor for the Financial Times, and I'm joined by my colleague, Shannon Bond, the US media correspondent. Shannon, this is big stuff from Amazon, isn't it? This is quite a big departure for them.
Absolutely. I mean, Amazon has really been extending their media interests in the past 2 years, you know, from their origins as an online bookseller and their expansion into the dominant e-commerce force in the U.S. and increasingly around the world. But now it's really all media. You know, Mr. Bezos bought the Washington Post, one of the biggest newspapers in the U.S., in 2013 for $250 million, which is only actually a fraction of his $27 billion net worth. But, you know, he really does have ambitions, it seems, to take the lessons that he's learned in book retailing and in online retailing and figure out how those digital changes actually can extend to far beyond just the physical products.
And it's not just films, is it? I mean, Amazon has built, over the last couple of years, a pretty robust and pretty impressive streaming service, which it bundles with its Prime delivery service. So customers who subscribe to Prime delivery get their streaming service for free, and they can get movies and get television. And now Amazon's getting into the film business. But let's just backtrack a little bit. Mr. Bezos is sort of his emergence as a real media player has really ticked up in the last couple of weeks. I mean, Amazon won sort of stunned Hollywood a couple of weeks ago, winning 2 Golden Globes for its Transparent series. How big a video player is it, do you think, sort of comparatively?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's got a lot of attention right now, and it's really in the limelight. But, you know, when you actually look as a competitor to the dominant streaming force, Netflix, it's still just a tiny fraction. So numbers from Sandvine, which measures broadband communications in the U.S., Netflix has more than a third of upstream internet traffic during the primetime evening viewing hours, which we've seen had a huge impact already on the traditional TV.
So this is people watching Netflix between 7 and 10, watching House of Cards or Orange is the New Black or other Netflix shows.
Marco Polo,
yeah.
And some of their other new shows that they're launching this year. Amazon, on the other hand, has just 2.5% of that traffic. Now, I mean, they've doubled their share, and they clearly, you know, they haven't been doing this as long as Netflix has, but they're certainly following Netflix's model, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, they've gone after top talent. They've built a library. They have this $300 million deal with HBO for the HBO back catalog. So if you're a Prime subscriber and you have Amazon Instant Video, you can watch The Sopranos and old episodes of, you know, really top tier HBO programming. And they've gone after new talent. I mean, and old talent too. We shouldn't forget that in the last couple of weeks they just did this deal with the 79-year-old Woody Allen, his first TV deal in almost half a century, and another deal that sort of got tongues wagging and got them real notice in Hollywood. I mean, we spoke to someone to a competitor of theirs who sort of marvelled at it because it said it's a great PR move and it really put them on the map. Do you think Amazon needs to be on the map in Hollywood? What is the sort of the bigger play for Jeff Bezos here? Why build a video business?
I mean, it does actually make sense, and this is the way in which their business model is different from Netflix. So, you know, Amazon wants to sell everything. They want to be the one-stop shop for anything you need, from toilet paper and diapers, you know, to books, to your TV and movie watching. And so part of this, because it's included with Prime, not for for no extra charge to Prime members, their idea is they get more people to sign up for Prime. They've shown that people who are Prime members spend more money overall on Amazon. So for them, for Bezos, maybe it's a calculation. You can spend a lot of money acquiring this Hollywood talent, but actually in the end, you're going to get far higher returns from the amount of stuff you can sell to people who want to come and watch it.
Right, and the more time that people spend on your service or spend watching Prime, the more likely they are to use you as their online destination.
Exactly. And it seems certainly, in the Hollywood community, getting people like Woody Allen, signing these deals with HBO, people are taking them as a serious competitor.
Right.
And they are, they are able, they're clearly able to put the money out there that's attractive.
Right. And The Golden Globes win, the work they've done in Hollywood, they are being seen in Hollywood at least as being very artist-friendly, very talent-friendly. That's quite a contrast, isn't it, to the way they're viewed in the books world?
Yeah, they've come off a really, frankly, bad PR year in their book business. So they were involved in this high-profile, very, very public and pretty nasty dispute with Hachette, a U.S. publisher. Over ebook pricing. Now, Amazon will tell you it's a sort of standard thing that happens. They have to negotiate contracts, right, between booksellers, which they are, and publishers. But this, this was clearly not your typical business dispute because it got coverage in every paper and every major media outlet. And it found authors, really well-known authors, James Patterson, Stephen King, Donna Tartt, rising up and saying, that Amazon's business practices were terrible, that they were called for an antitrust investigation. And ultimately, after about 6 months, during which Amazon had delayed shipments of Hachette books and made it impossible to pre-order some titles, they did sign a new deal that looks, at least from what we know, like a pretty good deal for Hachette. But it's definitely left a lot of people in the book industry, including those very authors, really wary of Amazon's force in the market. And so, it's going to be a good question about, what that means, whether that translates at all into Hollywood.
So there is still some tension in books, and it looks like there's going to be tension in Hollywood too, after Amazon announced this grand plan to develop and release a dozen movies a year. One of the founding principles of their push into Hollywood is that they want to change the distribution model, the way they've changed distribution model in books, narrowing the release window and breaking windows, which have been a pretty cozy and actually, frankly, pretty arcane remnant of a bygone era where you'd release a movie in a cinema, it would show for a certain period of weeks, there'd be a long gap, and then it would appear on DVD. And this was all about protecting the cinema's interests and protecting revenues for cinema chains. Now, Amazon wants to crunch that period, so narrow it from up to a year to a few weeks, and then show the films themselves on Amazon Prime. So this circle of media moguls we're talking about that Bezos, Mr. Bezos is going to be joining, may be looking over their shoulders a little bit, or be at least slightly apprehensive at the fact that he's in town and plans to shake things up. What do you think?
Absolutely. And that's actually a push, this push to narrow the window. That's something they're joined in by Netflix, which has a deal for the sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That's not just, going to be on Netflix soon after it's in theaters. It's going to be in Netflix on the same day it's in
theaters. Which is a real change.
Yeah. And a lot of, as you've written about, a lot of theaters are saying, no, we're not going to show that because they want to protect their business. So, this kind of disruption, I think, is something we're certainly not going to see any shortage of, as Amazon and Netflix and other streaming companies yet to emerge, make a bigger push for content.
So disruption in books, disruption in retail. Now Jeff Bezos turns to Hollywood. Shannon, thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.
To read Matthew and Shannon's article in full, go to ft.com/bigread. Thanks for listening.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.